Welcome to Human Design for Educators, a soul-nourishing podcast for teachers and educational leaders who desire transformative personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Teresa Pembroke, a former senior experienced teacher and leader of over 20 years and the founder and visionary of the Inspired Teacher Co. Through my years of experience of the job, the system, and the industry, I have come to realize there is a huge gap, something that was missing. This is where education and human design meet. Human design is the missing piece. So buckle in, because I'm going to be sharing with you a new way of doing things by guiding you to uncover your unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment, offering intuitive insights and actionable strategies, all designed to optimize your impact and illuminate your path. For too long, teachers have been initiated into a one-size-fits-all system. At our core, we know we are all different, yet we continue to act like there is only one way to teach, one way to be in the system. With record amounts of teachers leaving the industry on the daily and those left behind feeling overworked, overwhelmed, anxious, and burnt out, there must be a better way. Teachers, I see you, I feel you, and I've been you. It's time to do things differently and redefine what it truly means to be a well-resourced teacher. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's time to do things your way instead of the way. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Human Design for Educators. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so very much. So here on the pod, we are currently diving into energy types. So if you missed either of the episodes so far on generators or manifesting generators, I do recommend listening in. On episode 4, I also gave a little intro into energy types, how to locate yours on your human design chart, how your energy types work, and why I think it is the most important part of human design. So if you did miss it, I would recommend listening to that episode. On today's episode, we are talking all about our gorgeous guiding lights, the projectors of this world. Projectors have such a unique perspective and are often referred to as the eagle over the field or a bird up on a branch, while the rest of the energy types are walking the jungle underneath. Projectors are here to be a light in the world, and your superpower is guiding others with your skill set. Projectors are here to help others work and function better. Projectors have an incredible innate wisdom, which gives them the capacity to be an incredible guide, leader, and visionary. So as a projector, you might see another way of doing things. You might be able to problem solve and guide and provide solutions, showing people a new and different way to do things. So creating or innovating a new system, essentially because you see how they could work better. You may have even lost count of the amount of times that you have or could have said, I could have told you that. You are here to guide energy, manage resources, recognize gifts in others, support people to understand things in a better way. And this also includes leadership. As a projector, you are actually a non-energy type, which means you don't have a defined sacral or access to a consistent energy source. Recently, I did a human design discovery call, or what is known as a human design reading, for a teacher who is a projector. And when I asked her to tell me a little bit about herself, she mentioned that she had been teaching at her dream school, but she had to resign that position because she was traveling 1.5 hours to get there, and it was just not sustainable for her. And this is one of the reasons why. As a projector, you don't have access to that consistent energy source. Projectors are not here to be workhorses. Instead, projectors work better in short, focused durations and need plenty of space and rest to recharge. I've mentioned before that I'm a projector and, quite honestly, operated very much as a generator when I was in my teaching role. And of course, it is no surprise that I did suffer from adrenal exhaustion. And as I've shared on recent episodes about generators and many gens being 70% of the population and really being the energetic set point for society and the communities they find themselves in, it is very easy to see and recognize that the education system is very much based on operating in a way more favorable and sustainable for a generator or many gen. But even in that, and I covered this in those episodes, if our generators and many gens are out of alignment with their energy type, this will have a great impact on all of the energy types who rely on them for that beautiful magnetizing overflow of energy. Hey teacher, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to jump in for a brief moment to let you know that I have created a free human design chart that will help you understand, connect with, and reflect on all of the information I am sharing with you on this podcast. It's going to give you a personalized overview of how you can optimize your role in the classroom and educational setting. Your human design chart will help you to enhance your teaching effectiveness, elevate your leadership, and nurture your personal well-being and resilience. And I also have a little secret to share with you. Your chart isn't just relevant to your role as a teacher, it is also a deeply supportive tool for all aspects of your life. The best way to use this tool is to download your human design chart, take a screenshot of it on your phone, and have it handy so that you can refer to it and play along as each episode drops. Get my free guide by DMing me the word chart over on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co, and I will send the link straight to you. I'll also pop the link to the free guide into the show notes for you. Now, back to today's episode. The short focus durations I can also relate to. I remember I was teaching year three and we were studying the butterfly lion, and I decided that our hallway needed a display. I remember springing into action, and in the space of a few hours, there were hundreds of blue butterflies hanging in the hallway outside our classrooms. It looked beautiful, but of course, afterwards, I felt like I could have crawled into a dark space and slept for a week. It really is that when you are locked into something, you go all in. Projectors do have the ability to do in 4 hours what others may need 8 or 10 hours to do. And again, even when I think back to report writing time, and lots of teachers would often start their report writing weeks and weeks before they were due. And I could just never operate like that. I always just left it and did it in one weekend. I remember one of my grade partners saying, "I don't know how you do that." But for me, I just found my flow and trusted that I would get it done. And this is all before I knew my human design and about being a projector. So one of the biggest things I struggled with in teaching and can be common amongst projectors is the belief that overworking made me important and successful. There is that real conditioning around becoming a workaholic, not knowing when enough is enough, especially with an undefined sacral, and blowing out your energetic boundaries. The first step is to really accept that our work as projectors looks different from the rest of the world's work. It's about seeing, not just doing, doing, doing. People won't value you based on how much you work. They'll value you based on how much you're adding to their lives. This was massive for me, and sometimes it still is a battle and I fall into old patterns. But the awareness is there now. Again, the projector gift is the ability and capacity to see, not do. As a projector, your energy is deep and focused. You most likely find that you are able to sample other people's energy, and you can often tell how other people are feeling. And there's an absorbing deep quality to that. And then this is felt by others as this really focused energy, which allows them to feel seen. One thing I would suggest to support you as a projector, especially sampling and taking in so much energy throughout the day in your classroom and schools, is to be very mindful of having a way to discharge it at the end of the day. This might be by having a shower and imagining all of the energy you have collected during the day as washing away down and into the drain. I find having a sauna is a great way for me to just relax and let go of all of the energies I have collected in the day. It really is a matter of finding what works for you. But discharging that energy collection is just really, really important. It's important for your rest, and it's also really important not to carry those energies with you into each day. So just finding a way to discharge the energy at the end of your day is super, super important. And the last thing I will just cover off quickly before I wrap this all up is, again, being mindful of that sampling energy as you are taking it in, just asking yourself, are these my emotions or are they the emotions of those around me? Is this my energy? Is this how I am feeling right now? Or is it the energies I have collected in the environment that I am in? This discernment will really help. And again, it is really important for you to try and find ways at the end of the day to ground, to detox the energies you have collected during the day from your students, from teachers, parents, your own family, and really flush them out and reset. And with that, we have come to our end of our time together today, but we will come back and talk more about our beautiful projectors on future episodes. I do hope that today's episode has provided you with a little more information and insight. If you would like to message me or if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via DM on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. I will see you on the next episode. Bye for now. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so very much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with people and talking everything human design and education. So if you would like to keep this conversation going, or if you have any questions about today's topic, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. And if you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at The Inspired Teacher Co. I'd love to hear back from you, and this will also help spread the word about this show so that it can help more teachers just like you use the power of human design to uncover their own unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment. All right, beautiful teacher, I appreciate you being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.